Number six, okay.
You have the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed.
Okay, what do we got here? Speedy and public. A trial must be speedy and public. This one here is easy. Come on, think about it. If it isn't speedy, you rot in jail. And as you rot in jail, your witnesses disappear and their memories go away. And your right to be able to craft a defense is going to be lost to you. So you have to have a speedy trial. And it needs to be public, because if it isn't public, who knows if it's fair? I mean, if we were to say, okay, we are going to take Brenna Jones and we are going to try her for assault, and we're going to do it at 11 o'clock this afternoon, and then we come back at 1 and say, we tried her and she was guilty, trust us. You can't trust that. If you have a government that is supposed to protect security and protect life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, then that trial has got to be speedy and that trial has got to be public.
That is basic to the Sixth Amendment.
Now, in addition to being speedy, in addition to being public, you must be tried by an impartial jury of your peers. What does that mean? Impartial means that these people cannot have a preconceived notion of your guilt, that they must come in with an open mind. That is dealt with in the preliminary examinations when the prosecutor and the lawyers go through the jury pool and sift out who they take and who they won't take. They ask questions and they try to come up. I guess you never come up with a totally impartial jury. That's kind of practically impossible. But you can do a pretty good job on it. And by ensuring that stake in the Sixth Amendment, you have a more chance at a fair trial by a jury of your peers, which is people like you. That the jury needs to be somewhat similar to you, and which now you have issues that can be dealt with problems racially or sexually or with sexual orientation, and those need to be made aware in the selection pool process. In order to form a defense for yourself, you need a couple things.
One, you must be informed of the nature and the cause of the accusations to which you are being arrested and tried for. So you have to be served what exactly is your crime, and you also have to be given a list of witnesses against you. This, too, is to fashion a defense for yourself. I mean, this is a protection, again, from the government. What if the government didn't inform you of your crime? What if you just all of a sudden were brought to court? You wouldn't be able to fashion any kind of a defense. And if you didn't have a list of witnesses that were going to talk about you, how would you defend yourself? How would you go out and make your own list of witnesses to rebut those?
And so in order to do that, then you have to have both be informed of the accusation and confronted with the witnesses against you. And you also need to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in your own favor. Finally, a big part of this amendment is the fact that you must have counsel for your defense. Assistance in counsel means that you need access to a professional attorney that knows the system. If you cannot afford an attorney, according to the Miranda warning, which came to be, I think, in 1962, if you cannot afford an attorney, then an attorney will be provided for you. But you do have right to an attorney. Make sure that you don't go into trial without one. Don't go in over your head. You need somebody that knows the lay of the land in order to fashion a solid defense to protect your innocence. So those are the basics of Amendment Number 6.